higher self. The first time your higher self moves into the physical body fully is quite overwhelming.
So wait, explain to these people exactly what we're talking about.
So we're talking when you, these different realities. So there's how many different dimensions, like six?
Yeah, so
as of right now.
This article's saying there's five. They're saying that the third dimension, so you guys all know 3D, right? The third dimension, the material world of fear.
As what we live in, right?
Yeah, and they said that we live in a 3D world. You know, 2D is a piece of paper, 3D, 4D is kind of coming out now. Apparently, we're at 5D already, but the fourth dimension, you guys have been wanting to know, is the magical dream world. Kid Cudi talks about this, fourth dimension, you know? We have right all these dimensions.
This timeline hosts the illusion of duality and the ego, and thus fear is able to exist also here.
Yep, here in our dream state, anything is possible. A mouse can be transformed into a lion. We can fly or breathe underwater. So maybe our dreams is the fourth dimension.
Uh-huh.
We're passing dreams. Being able
to control it.
We're going straight to the fifth dimension.
The plane of light, bro. Which, all right, let me say a couple things. Says, the source of energy on the way down before entering the realms of limitations and duality. So it comes off with that, though, but, like, the source of energy is light, bro. They've been talking about how light,
like, the is Wi-Fi? Data
now. It can be, yeah, like.
That's crazy. Oh
my God, bro.
Like, this is the Wi-Fi. We're in the fucking plane of light already. 5G. Living in 5D means living from the heart. We connect through our hearts, and we can feel the connection and love instantly. So the magnetic fucking field will be able to fucking literally know how you're feeling. Like, it's about to change how we fucking run shit.
Before the higher self can be fully anchored into the physical body, the healing of all bodies, the mental and emotional and the physical, has to be complete. Therefore, your higher self will slip into and out of for a while until it can move in permanently. Bro, hold up. Let me calm myself down, though.
We do not feel that we get information from guides, angels, or star families through channeling anyone. Now it comes much more intuitively and subtly within how we become one with all that is. It's as if we feel we're disconnected.
This is what me and you have been going through, bro. You will know your higher self is integrated when you do not question the universe flow and simply trust your journey. You do not feel the need to interfere or control that flow anymore. In the fifth dimension, all of our actions are based on love. It is the plane of oneness where the...
That's crazy, dude. Horoscopes. We're going to check our horoscopes now and kind of see. I like astrology.
Really?
Yeah, we'll check yours out. Actually, mine comes first. Cancer. January 9th, 2019. Someone close to you is going through some major mood swings right now, so beware that a giggle may turn into tears with little, if any, provocation.
Provocation.
Do not take it personally if you seem to trigger this sort of surprising reaction. There are a lot of things going on that you may not be aware of, which we are kind of aware of. And those extreme changes in behavior and the start of a trend that may rub off on you. Ride your emotions as if they were a thrilling roller coaster with your hands held straight up.
Oh my God.
So that's pretty cool. Because what's that saying is that... So one biggest thing I learned in meditation is that when you get a thought that's bothering you, to not judge it, but to not try to just fucking throw it away, you know? Yeah. To actually just become aware of it, and then it will just leave your head. That's kind of saying the same thing. That, you know, you just kind of throw your hands up in the air and just enjoy it.
That's what we just read, too. Like, when you trust the universe's flow, you don't... There's no need to, like, second-guess stuff. Like, oh, when you just flow with it, bro.
Yeah,
roll
exactly.
The punches.
I read yours.
All right. Does a leader... Does a leader seize... Being a leader.
Cease.
Okay. Being a leader when no one is following him or her. That is a good question for you to
restart.
Ponder today.
I want you to try to get this perfect, you know, to practice, because talking is important.
Does a leader cease being a leader when no one is following him or her? That is a good question for you to ponder today. When the attitude of your group might seem almost mutinous, instead of joining in on the grumbling and the mumbling about how no one knows what the heck is really going on, be more productive. Take over some of the leadership role and give people something to believe in. Just having a good attitude would be a good start. Hell yeah, bro.
You are right where you belong with physical love reading. So that's hella cool. We can also see the weekly. You are not... This is still Joe. You are not charging out the gate on Monday. Matter of fact, you may not even leave the house. The start of the week through Wednesday, you are busy, but not particular ambitious socially. A sense of uncertainty weighs heavily on you, at least until Thursday, when an unexpected romance develops, puts a smile on your face. Accept the grin to last through Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You are inspired to go on a new health kick. In addition to sharing your good looks, this will help you feel good too. So it's literally talking to you specifically.
That's dope.
This is the month one. We'll go back and forth.
It's time to get down to business. When chatty Mercury spends time in sensible Capricorn starting on January 4th, take advantage of your organized thought patterns to communicate detailed procedures to coworkers and bosses, and verbalize final decisions to friends and family members.
All right, I want you to try to do it like you're rapping.
You can't and shouldn't deny your feelings. When the sensitive moon spends time in your emotional sign, between the 9th and the 12th, but the telling someone how you feel.
Now try to do it. That was actually really good. On beat. Now try to go off beat. To where you're not hearing this. To where it's time to get down to business when Chad and Mercury spends time. But it kind of goes with it. It's time to get down to business with Chatty Mercury, spending time in sensible Capricorn, starting on January. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You can't and shouldn't deny your feelings when the sensitive moon spends time in your emotional sign between the 9th and the 12th, but telling someone how you feeling really might not go as planned. Drama could ensure, but it's better to lighten your emotional load despite the potential fallout. A Jupiter neutron square on January 13th could cause confusion if you let it. An indecisive seems to follow whatever you go. It is wrong,
so that was
you
sick,
overly
bro.
Optimistic about a situation that hasn't worked out in the past. Not necessarily, but ignoring potential.
That shit was sick.
That shit is dope. Yeah. Well,
so my weekly, your wild side is coming through at the start of the week and people are responding well to it. You're kind of the person who makes an impact. Let your creativity, brilliance, solve whether conundrums are puzzling the people around you. Towards the middle of the week, your mind fills with possibilities for the future. This is a time for new beginnings. The work week ends with a spotlight on you, and it says stays there throughout the weekend. A weekend that will rewarding yourself with extravagant purchase. I wonder what type of purchase I'm going to make. Give me a beat. The new Capricorn moon on January 5th. Helps you set monthly goals for yourself and have a solid plan to reach them. What good is starting a project if you don't? Oh, I just learned something. That if you're kind of rapping and you're not really taking the information in, because I just rapped all that, I don't even know what I just said, then that's wrong, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You have to fucking understand it like you're trying to
be
fucking
read
it. Be in
the moment.
Be in the moment completely.
You have to.
To where even if fucking it's not music, it's going to make it music.
Individually thinking
again.
About it.
The new Capricorn moon on January 5th helps you set monthly goals for yourself. You see that? Ready? I'm gonna start. The new Capricorn moon on January 5th helps you set monthly goals for yourself. And you have a solid plan to reach them. What good is starting a project you don't want to finish? You have a good work ethic and that best of intentions. Venus enters friendly Sagittarius on the 7th. Improving your social life. Just in time to end your lonely streak.
Oh, yeah. All right.
niggas gonna get murdered.
Yeah, I'm sipping that bourbon, I'm sipping that medicine. Yeah, you wish you would hurt it. I feel like that bitch a burden to me and my family, but you know you heard it. I got that sizzle and I got that pop. Yeah, rapping like I'm Tupac. Wait, I'm on the bottom and I'm also on the top. I feel the vector, but
yeah,
not.
I'm smoking the gas. Woo. Wait, I need a medic. Smoking the big blunt. It got me a headache. Damn, ho.
Yeah, I did that myself.
You didn't read it. You took it all that shit that just to conceive.
Bitch.
Bitch,
you can see this.
Yeah.
Bitch, you can see it. Bitch, you can see that shit.
I'll go my feet. Bitch, I can see this.
Yeah. Bitch, yo, that song that you played was hard.
Oh, that water?
Yeah, dude, bro, that shit was
he's saucy,
hard,
bro.
Saw
I was listening to Winning Streak the other day.
Oh, yeah? That's Shaboozy.
What is up, guys? We're on another episode. I wanted to talk to you guys first off about where this world is going. Like most of you guys know, government shut down longest in, well, history, I believe. Which is crazy, because especially for the reason. I'm sure the reason was much bigger, and if it wasn't, that's ridiculous. But hey, I got my brother here next to me. Say what's up.
What's up, guys? What's up?
We're going to start off this podcast by playing a game of Would You Rather. Yeah, so we're just going to start off. Brother, would you rather die a slow, mindful death or a fast, painful death?
Well, probably the slow, mindful death. Like, why would you pick the other one?
Well, I mean, there's lots of reasons. I'd pick the other one, fucking...
Why?
Dude, I mean, wouldn't you want to know what's killing you? You know, like, the fucking slow, mindful death, you know? That's kind of what we're going through on Earth, you know? Fucking 80 years of almost slow dying. And we don't know why we die, you know? That's one of the biggest questions. Let's say
the search for that, you know?
Let's say somebody was in control of that, you know? Wouldn't you be pissed?
Oh, my
like,
goodness.
What if we could live forever, but, like, someone's slowly killing us, and it takes, like, 80 to 100 years?
Then it's about the search for... To find who's doing that, you know? The search is what is killing you? What's actually killing you, you know?
What do you think it could be? Like, if that was, like, a thing, you know?
Dude, junk food's killing us.
Fuck, yeah, bro. Fuck.
Candy.
Dude, I guess everything is,
like, nothing's good for you nowadays.
Your cell phones?
Your cell phones is the worst.
You got radiation constantly pumping out of your pocket. You know? Oh, guess what? A thing I fucking learned a couple days ago.
What?
That... When someone answers a call, let's say you pick up your phone, you guys are all in the room with me, you guys all get the radiation that I'm getting. So apparently, yeah, I learned yesterday that radiation from our cell phones are like lightning. You know when the lightning strikes or electricity?
Zapped?
Yeah, everyone gets zapped. You have to fucking...
And if everybody gets like...
Everybody gets zapped by this radiation, you know?
And there's like 10 people in a room, they're all
they're
on their
all
phone.
Get
you're
zapped.
All getting zapped by all those cell phones.
It's crazy, huh? Yeah, so talk to me, brother, about, El Chapo coming to Colorado.
Oh, dude, I don't even know what to think about that at first, though. Like,
crazy,
straight up,
bro.
The fact that he's coming to Colorado is crazy alone, you know?
Crazy.
Like, he was one of the most wanted motherfuckers in
America,
you know, in the world.
The world, probably, bro. I mean, that motherfucker...
And he's coming, he's gonna untouchable. Be an hour and 56
hour and
57
minutes
away
from
us, bro.
Fucking... Florence?
I want to know why he has to leave the place he's at. You know what I'm saying?
Well, all right.
They say
that paper,
this maximum prison that's here.
Read the title
fits,
to you guys.
Fits in perfect.
El Chapo likely to be supermax prison. So apparently where he was
why
at
wasn't
before,
he a supermax prisoner?
That's what I'm saying.
Before.
He was in max
maximum.
Maximum what they call it? Lockdown, maximum
maximum prison, but that's supermax.
So now he's in a supermax. So
but what the fuck is the difference?
I'm learning for
dude?
The first time today that Colorado has a first supermax prison. Or one of the only for supermax.
And right here, a minute away, bro, we have one of the biggest federal.
Yeah, just down from
prisons.
Our home. Freaking
that's
scary,
crazy.
Bro.
Like, what Pops was talking about today is just like where we live is pretty much like a military base.
Yeah, I guess if you think about it,
because we have fucking Lockheed Martin. There's an Air Force base right there.
We are all around, yeah. Probably just a big Air Force, bro.
Everywhere.
That's why Littleton's such a weird.
No, it's family. Because it's in the middle. Like no one, Colorado, is the middle point of the United States type shit.
Littleton's probably gonna expand and be one of the biggest. Probably that's probably why they called it Littleton. Probably gonna be one of the biggest towns. Which is crazy because we grew up here.
It is like unknown though. It's like an unknown town, but
it's very unknown, bro. Dude, even people down the street fucking won't know.
I'll be in Denver and they'll be like, you know, like, you live here? Well, I'll be like, yeah, I live in Littleton. Oh, where's that?
I think the only places if you mentioned, because like everyone knows Denver. You know, you mentioned you're from Colorado. Oh,
and we only have one city. Denver? In like,
pretty well, we have fucking Colorado Springs. You know how big Colorado Springs is?
I guess so, bro.
We'll look at it after. It's huge.
That's actually. We should do just, like, some research on Colorado.
We will. We're going to end this episode here, so thank you guys for listening.
Yes, thank you, guys. We'll be doing a lot more, trying to just expand our knowledge on this stuff, trying to just get comfortable and just see what we can talk about and just, you know, bounce off of ideas and just, you know, get your guys' feedback, too. Just see if you guys like it, if you guys, you know, just listen, just hear what we have to say and, you know, maybe you guys will tune in and find something interesting.
What I love about podcasts and this outlet of expressing yourself is you don't have to show your face.
And you can
and
say
so
whatever.
You could literally be yourself. Anybody that's thinking about getting into it, get into it. It's awesome. Please like, please share my channel. We'll be giving you guys more content as I see people are interested. Yes. Motivate me. Please motivate us.
You guys are the biggest motivators, so please.
Peace out.